It's Friday, October 7th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. At Fridays at the Daily, we take one of your questions, and today's question reads, why are there different translations of Scripture? Which one is the best? Well, this is a great question. Now, for centuries, you had two main churches, Eastern and Western. Eastern had Greek Bibles, Western had Latin Bibles. And one of the signature moves of the Reformation was to get the Bible back in the hands of the people where they could read it. So what had to happen in order to do that? They had to put it in their own language, right? And something we often take for granted is that having the Bible in our own language is a big deal. Martin Luther risked his life to translate the Bible into German. John Wycliffe risked his life to translate the Bible into English. And William Tyndale was charged with heresy and condemned to death because he translated the Bible into English. According to Fox's Book of Martyrs, he was tied to the stake, strangled by the hangman, and afterwards consumed with fire. And it was simply because he wanted people to be able to read the Bible. According to the United Bible Society today, at least part of the Bible has been translated into 2,454 languages, and the full Bible is available in 438 languages. Now, first question, why are there different translations of Scripture? Well, it's because the Bible is written in Hebrew and Greek. And so if you're going to translate it, there are going to be different ways you can express exactly what it's saying. Now, there are hundreds of English translations, and they fall into three major categories: word-for-word translations, thought-for-thought translations, and then paraphrased translations. Now, word-for-word translations, you have some of the most common are the ESV, English Standard Version, the KJV, King James Version, and the NASB, that's the New American Standard Bible. And I actually use the ESV, that's my favorite. And then thought-for-thought translations. So some of the popular ones, probably the most popular, is the NIV, New International Version, then the NLT, that's the New Living Translation, and the CEV, which is the Contemporary English Version. So what they do with a thought-for-thought is that they take a thought, translate the whole thought into English. So this is going to be a little more loose than the word-for-word. And the third kind is the paraphrased translations. Now, this is an example, is the Message, the Living Bible, and the Amplified Bible. Those are all examples of paraphrased translations. Now, this is the most loose, but it's very, very readable. So which one is the best? Well, first of all, we need to be aware of corrupted translations. These seek to undermine the clear teachings of Scripture. An example of this is the Jehovah's Witness translation called the New World Translation, which was mainly written for the sake of eliminating the deity of Christ. This is not God's word, but a corruption. But which one is the best? Well, this really depends on what you're doing. Certainly, word-for-word translations are going to be the best when studying, no doubt. But all translations have their strengths and weaknesses, and perhaps the best thing to do is enjoy a multitude of translations. We should really praise God that we have such an abundance of translations in our language. May we hide His Word in our hearts so that we might not sin against Him, and in so doing, make much of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again next week on the First Baptist Daily. Now that I've tried to talk.